With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More fallout from last spring's violent anti-Israel protests on college campuses.
Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq resigned effective immediately. The head of the prestigious New York University announced in a message to the university community. In her statement, she acknowledged the protests that roiled the campus this year, along with others worldwide, factored into her decision. Shafiq was named president of the university last year and was the first woman to take on the role. And she was one of several women newly appointed to take the reins at Ivy League institutions. She had previously led the London School of Economics and before that worked at the World Bank, where she rose through the ranks to become the bank's youngest ever vice president. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
No more taxes on tips or Social Security income. It's part of former President Trump's platform. Talked about it at a rally in Asheville, North Carolina. Mr. Trump also pledging to cut the cost of energy in half if he is returned to the White House. Mr. Trump vows to secure the border and deport a lot of people who broke the law to get here, and he's pledging to do away with the Biden-Harris electric vehicle mandate. President Biden says social media influencers are the new source of news.
The president told a group of more than 100 influencers, also known as content creators, that they are the future. He said the influencers, who have millions of loyal followers online, are the source of the news. And the president put an exclamation point on that sentiment when reporters in the White House press corps tried asking questions.
I'm not talking to you guys. Shh. I'm not going to answer your question. I'm talking to them first.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Vice President Harris also not talking to the media. Instead, her campaign will soon be launching a $90 million ad blitz, the campaign's biggest media buy so far. Wall Street, Dow futures up 140 points. This is SRN News. Surveys show that abortion bans work.
Total numbers of abortions in this country have gone up and down since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade in 2022. But one thing is clear. In states where abortion is banned, there are a lot less abortions. Pro-life advocates point out that the goal of repealing Roe was simply to let individual states have the freedom to decide the issue without federal interference. Some states are banning abortion while others are promoting it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's further proof of pornography's infiltration of the Internet. Growing number of Olympic athletes admit that they are financing their training through OnlyFans, a website that essentially allows people to produce amateur pornography. The International Olympic Committee not concerned about the situation. A spokesman says, I would assume that athletes, like all citizens, are allowed to do what they can. OnlyFans has more than 82 million users. In 2022, it made more than $1 billion. This is SRN News. A memorial service in Tokyo on the anniversary of Japan's World War II defeat.
Japan's prime minister has vowed to step up his country's efforts to defend a rules-based international order in a peace pledge made on the 79th anniversary of Japan's defeat in World War II. At a solemn ceremony at Tokyo's Budokan Hall, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said, we must never again repeat the devastation of war. He said Japan will stick to the country's post-war pacifist resolve whilst endeavouring to resolve difficult global issues. Kishida accelerated Japan's military build-up and spending as the country further deepens military cooperation with the U.S. I'm Karen Shamas.
Analysis of satellite images shows that a Ukrainian drone attack on a Russian airbase, and actually more than one base, has damaged at least two hangars. Ukraine's raid into the Kursk region now entering its second week. More details, SRNNews.com.